can handle the truth.
Abroad, there were some who admired the way this new Germany stood up for herself.
In America, we've had many reports against your new government, and in most cases, this has caused hasty demonstrations everywhere. I can now say to you that the American people today realize that these stories are untrue and without foundation. I find that there's a new, fresh vitality here in Germany under your great leader and Chancellor Adolf Hitler, of whom I'm a great admirer. The new Germany will live, for you have the best centralized government in the world today.
Hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it.
Well, good evening, everyone. Today is Sunday, July 14th, 2018. It's beautiful in western Montana right now. It's warm. And, of course, I'm sure that there'll be some massive records broken that the entire America is burning up. Of course, they don't tell you, of course, that the reduced magnetic lines around the earth and stuff like that have reduced, and so that are therefore all the protection from the sun and stuff is thus reduced too, you know. But hey, you know, it looks good to sell something, you know, climate change or something like that. Anyway, join us in the chat room and on frequencyradio.chattango.com. Kenneth, as always, is in the control room with his little dog Spot. Actually, it's Tigger, but anyway, I'm taking it off that Federal Way commercial from what's his name that used to get out there. Anyway, so if you'd like to call in, the number is 1-800-313-9443. Yeah, I wish I could say that everything in the world is fine on all war fronts. If you're mentally alert, you would realize that that's fake. Not only abroad, but here domestically, here in America. Much of the world today is totally consumed with recent sports wins in the World Cup, which was a great PR thing for the Russian Federation. I don't get into sports, so I don't really care about it like that, but it's nice to see that there's some goodness. Of course, historically, though, I always look at the Berlin Games. It all looked good, but after the games were over, war. But anyway, so, oh, of course, you're supposed to be worried right now about what Kim Kardashian is wearing or what Trump's wife is wearing, you know. That's the in thing. And, of course, get out there and get online and buy it. Of course, I hear that stores are dropping Trump's wife's designs and stuff up in Canada and stuff. This is just more this tit-for-tat stuff like that, you know. It's so pathetic. But anyway, so you know, the latest news here, though, which is a big breaking story here for those that are paying attention, was this latest Rosenstein. Of course, they're calling for his thwarting, get him out of office, which is probably a good idea. But this Stozic, Comey, and they're all mocking Congress. And this, of course, goes back to their recent testimonies and stuff, to where the FBI actually would make it so that no one would be commenting. And this, of course, is a deep state. I read an article. I was going to try to find it here. I have to go back through my history to find it. But it actually went on to highlight exactly how much the FBI today is the actual deep state. And, of course, people should know that by reading articles about how the FBI is behind all domestic terrorism. It's in both the Guardian newspaper and New York Times. They've created all these fiascos of these so-called terror incidents, using millions of dollars of tax, millions of tax dollars to hire these patsies and stuff to create this so-called terrorism, and normally supplying them with the means to do so, just like this latest rancher thing here, not rancher, but over in Dakotas there with that pipeline. The one person that was indicted on that for possession of firearms and stuff like that, it turned out that the firearm was supplied by another FBI informant. And, of course, this is how they stoked this up. But I've mentioned this before, too, the fact that under Bush, we had the so-called Axis of Evil. North Korea, of course, at the time was excluded from that. But we had the Axis of Evil, and Bush is out there always saying he had to go out there and fight them evil Muslims. Fight them over there so we don't have to fight them over here. And then, of course, through immigration now, we're having this mass influx of immigrants. And, of course, you're importing the same ones that you allegedly wanted to stop. And this is no different with the border down there. But Americans don't look at the fact that when you look at El Salvador, the MS-13 gangs and stuff, the priest and whichever that have all been shot and killed all through El Salvador, the Fast and Furious arms deals, the bankers laundering hundreds of billions of dollars in these cartel monies, El Chapo's man cave loaded with Fast and Furious arms, the DHS being able to strike deals with the Sinaloa drug cartel, and of course, as I've mentioned before, the DHS Sentry Members Program, where all these vetted members only have a 10-second wait at the border there, in which later they're all caught with millions of dollars in meth and cocaine and other drugs. And, of course, you know, to keep the war on drug looking savvy, you make a few arrests. But in the meantime, these guys are just mules for the U.S. government, again, to drive the crime, the corruption in local police departments. I was just telling Kenneth here, I heard a new phrase here for law enforcement now. They're called Blue ISIS. And if you watch these YouTube videos of these law enforcement cracking down on people taking pictures and stuff like David, I had from News Now Houston on the show here about a month or so ago, that these are the ones that that think they have absolute power, and their power trumps all your rights. From gunning down a citizen in a hallway, shooting them in the head when they should have just walked up, another officer should have just walked up and put cuffs on them or whatever like that, you know. I was going to – actually, I was watching that John Stossel's thing about basically freedom on YouTube there. It's about an hour long there, but it goes on talking about, you know, the lemonade permits. Recently, they went after that black, I think, 13-year-old kid for mowing the lawn. But this goes on and on. The cities, like in Texas, where if your grass is over 8 inches long, you can be fined. One guy was incarcerated, and, of course, when he got back, he found they had all these tickets on his door there for where he was fined because he didn't cut his lawn while he was gone. But anyway, but this just shows you the rise of tyranny and fascism. And I know that many people are getting upset about this. And then, of course, there's those that aren't. This is what they want. This is their little utopia, their little Adam Huxley's Brave New World, you know. And, of course, John Stossel's video goes into detailing, of course, how the government tells you what you can drink, what you can eat, everything like that. Later on, of course, to find out that the same products from the government, like all these FDA recalls and stuff, were all government approved. But if you try to drink raw milk or something like that, boy, you know, you could have your SWAT team pointing guns at you because you had raw milk. Oh, my God, you know. And as Granny out here knows and stuff like that, I constantly comment about that, where we have war criminals running this country and have been running this country for decades now. And the real criminal is you out there with your license plate illumination light out, which is probable cause to escalate a traffic stop. You're the criminal. But anyway, this whole deal here with the FBI and stuff just mocking what Congress is doing, trying to get to the bottom of it like that, even to the point where they were thinking about putting people in contempt. And they don't care. And just like with Hillary Clinton and whichever, I'll just plead the fifth. Could you imagine if Americans were forced into a courtroom like that to where they could say, can I use the Hillary Clinton defense? You know, I plead the fifth on everything. But anyway, there are so many distractions. And, of course, this, of course, is where we're looking more and more at the calls under this resist movement like that to either start or to ferment a civil war. And they're flaunting not only the political system here in America, but also the judicial system, because in a lot of these areas, you see where law enforcement sits back and just watches these riots and stuff going on. You can go to Portland and Google stuff in Portland on riots and stuff, but this is happening all over. Right now in Chicago, they're having a big issue here. A lot of people out there and protesting there because another young black guy was shot by the police. But again, you can also search there where it says that crates of ammunition or arms were dropped in Chicago's alleys. This is to foment this uprising. And of course, Chicago is one of the highest murder capitals of the world. Of course, it's democratically held, but that doesn't matter to me. But the point is, those, like Rahm Emanuel would say, never let a good crisis go to waste. So anyway, in the UK, of course, we have those that are over there flying their orange balloon depicting Donald Trump. The weirdo whack job photos of those people out there in protest. Of course, the Tommy Robinson and pro Trump rallies over there are a lot bigger, but you know they're not showing you that. And again, I'm not into politics. I'm politically atheist, so I don't really care about, you know, what happens in that venue there. But you know, when you see these groups, though, and you know, this is what most people miss out on. Whether it's a local movement with Antifa or something like that, look at the signs and the big banners and stuff. That, you know, that stuff costs money to produce. If you're in any kind of business and you want to get a little sign for your shop window or something like that, these printing shops and stuff cause, I mean, the fees on making those little signs and stuff are outrageous. And they're printing these things by the thousands. And of course, then, of course, you look at the ones that, well, they may not be done that way, but the people that wrote them are so illiterate, it's pathetic, you know. But this is the type of clientele in this country anymore, and in England, where people don't even realize what they're even protesting. And matter of fact, even with a few videos that have been filmed out there, when they ask those that are in these protests, what are they protesting? They don't know, because we know the likes of people like George Soros and stuff has paid them to be there. And of course, they don't realize. I guess in a country where unemployment is so high, same thing in the UK, where when you look at unemployment, when you start offering people $1,500 some odd like that, that looks like good bucks like that for most people, especially these millennials that are usually out there. You know, hey, that's party money. You know, go out and buy the beer, the drugs, whatever like that, and sit back and enjoy life. You know, and they don't realize that they're actively taking part in destroying their own countries. But that's just my my observation there. But anyway, so when you get off to this thing here, it's looking at the so-called the Trump teams, the Trump railroad, or whatever you want to call it, the Trump train. Yeah, there's a lot of fervor and stuff like that, and it's usually politically driven, you know, party stuff. And that's one thing I've always been kind of upset about is if you actually had a candidate out there that was actually looking after the value of his constituents like that, it wouldn't matter, you know, via party politics who you voted for, because you'd want the best man or woman in there or whatever. Who knows what they claim to be nowadays. But anyway. But you'd want that representation, and I read off last week here about this Democrat running, which has basically thwarted every single social program, including programs for the veterans and stuff, in lieu of his big ties to Big Pharma. And that's exactly what it is. Matter of fact, if you look up politician, you'll see the actual definition of it. It's not for people. It's how to better their careers and you know, and to advance themselves into the next election. That's why you always hear this thing that you know, 4-year terms. Well, most people they sit there and they go to work for the first 2 years, and right after that they're campaigning like mad to get to stay in office after the next coming election. And again, these big lobbyists, they buy people out. And again, on that John Stossel's video there, he interviews a couple of these people over here, like in New York, where they've these cabs and stuff, Well, they've made it so hard for people to even get into the cab industry, and it's through these big lobbyists. And, of course, that lawyer probably says, yeah, he makes $700-some-odd an hour making sure that no one else gets permits. And, of course, those that do have permits, they have these mobile inspection type things there to make sure that their cabs and stuff are all up to par. And this, again, is to shut down any competition. Anyway, today there are so many laws being broken, and rarely do you hear of any prosecutions. And I always kind of tie this to this so-called Russian collusion and stuff. You know, if you get a computer virus or something like that, no one knows anything about it. All these spam emails that you get to have to clean out your inbox and stuff, or your server from, or block servers and stuff, certain ones that are sending them like that. You never hear of anyone being indicted for this, or when they ransom a hospital, which to me is like premeditated murder, when they lock a hospital's files for medical for its patients and stuff, and they say, you know, well, you're going to pay us like $500 million, you know, or whatever like that, and put it in Bitcoin. Well, because Bitcoin's anonymous and you can't trace it. And the FBI says, well, just pay it. These look like internal jobs to me like that. And, of course, it just keeps the system going. And, of course, through the subscription stuff, you're supposed to buy your latest antivirus or your PC cleaning tool. And it's all geared around commerce. You don't see anyone, as Mike Rivera would say, if a hacker was allegedly arrested or something like that, tried, if they publicly hung someone like that, it might give someone else a second of, you know, idea about doing that stuff, because he knew that, or she would know that it was the end of the rope for him at that time, you know. And this goes on the same thing with this so-called Russian hacking. There's been indictments on this, and of course these indictments have basically been sealed. Doesn't mean there's going to be any arrest or anything like that, but, you know, they just blame someone, and this is to keep this fervor against Russia going. Russia, Russia, Russia. China, China, China. North Korea, North Korea. Iran, Iran, Iran. You know, they instantly know someone else is doing it, but like I say, they can't find out who's sending me those penis enlargement emails and crap. Like, I get so sick and tired of the bureaucracy that we find in this country. And, of course, it's not just here only, you know. There are those, I would say, still in the FBI, though, that are coming out there trying to, in defense of this country, or its democracy, or it being a republic, or whatever like that, where they've blasted this Stozic lately here, saying that he's under the Office of Professional Responsibility Investigation and protected by the FBI counsel at the same time. And that's where I was highlighting there, that the FBI was making it so he wouldn't answer questions. And I've never seen courtrooms run that way. And this is why those threats of contempt have been recently said. And, of course, the Stozic's closed-door deposition a couple of weeks ago, the FBI counsel intervened and prevented Stozic from answering many, many questions. And, again, you realize if you look up his wiki page and all the stuff he's been connected to, the Russian dossier, the Hillary Clintons, you know, whatever like that, you realize how deep this runs. And then you have to ask yourself, what is actually going on? And, of course, this is the deep state fighting against not just the system, but America itself. And I'm a firm believer that the more and more you look at it, the more you see communism and stuff just basically creeping in there. On Thursday, the FBI counsel continued to protect the smug, smirking Peter Stozic. If you watch those videos like that, he looks like he's possessed. I mean, there's even videos on Twitter there. It looks like he's actually sprouting horns in his forehead. I swear, you know. But it makes you wonder about what kind of people would turn against their own people and their own government to try to thwart it. And, of course, this is Title 18 violations of subversion. As well as for those that are elected officials there, this is the 14th Amendment, line 3, where it talks about those that took an oath and basically do the same thing. Anyway, got a commercial coming up here, 1-800-313-9443. Call us if you want to chat. We'll be right back.
It's on Talk Radio on Double T.
talk is all you get. And you wanna...
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
And a little thing that you want to know, turn to talk radio. Anytime at all, anywhere you go, it's on talk radio.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers, located here in Western Montana. You know, just a few minutes ago, right as the show was about ready to start here, I wonder how much. How did I say that last night on Twitter? I said I see there is some good in Donald Trump, to where it sounds like he's trying to do something right for America. And then I think I ad-lib something there, but like a skunk, he's still got that streak down his back. Anyway, right before the show here, Donald Trump had tweeted, "Heading to Helsinki, Finland. Looking forward to meeting with President Putin tomorrow. Unfortunately, no matter how well I do at the summit, if I was given the great city of Moscow as retribution for all the sins and evils committed by Russia." I couldn't believe something like that when I saw that tweet, you know. And it's like, is he all part of it? Is this all a big stage thing like that, you know? And, of course, on top of that, though, you have to realize why a lot of this stuff is being said. And this is, of course, you know, between the U.S. and U.K., this constant ramp up of what's wrong with Russia. And even Israel's doing it, too. You can go over there to Haaretz News and stuff and read what Israel's saying about Russia right now, you know. Because Russia's the statesman, you know, they get out there and they broker peace deals in Syria and wherever like that, you know. Russia says that Syria is not going to become another Libya. And again, remember that Hillary Clinton said that Russia and China will pay for thwarting their wet dream over in Syria. It's all to deal with oil lines and whatever like that, just like in Yemen. Of course, Yemen has that massive coffee. There was a thing on our local news here about, I don't know, 6 months ago like that, highlighting the fact that Yemen has some of the best coffee beans. Of course, they charge $15 a cup down there in the Bay Area and stuff for a cup of coffee. And I'm going, who in the hell would pay $15 for a cup of coffee? But anyway, as IB Times recently said, that China and Russia are gradually revolting against the United States dollar. And, of course, years ago, this was with the formation of the BRICS, the Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, and this alternate currency in which, if you remember Trump in his recent things with his statements that all the so-called allies of the United States must be prepared to drop any oil and stuff being exported from Iran by November. And, of course, China's not going to do that. They have 1.3 or somewhat billion people to take care of like that. They can't just shut off that. What would they do to run their vehicles and stuff, as well as commerce? And then, of course, we hear the different changes, whether it's going to be relations with India or Pakistan. And then, of course, comes all the different arms deals where if one nation is buying the S-400s from Russia like that instantly, well, you're going to get sanctioned, because it's all about arms sales and stuff. That's why Hillary Clinton made that statement there about North Korea, that it was they don't want peace in North Korea. You're talking about billions in arms sales. And again, this is like I've mentioned before with Wolf Blitzer talking to Rand Paul about that genocide in Yemen. The jobs. What about all those defense jobs? And, I've lived a pretty meek life myself. I try not to bother people. I love it out here in the country and like that, But I would hate to think that I would have to go to work, say, working at an arms depot or something like that. Building arms that you knew were going to kill someone. I just could not in my own conscience have a job like that. I've worked, though, at restaurants like that where their food was about the same, though. And that wasn't my fault. I just did the cooking. But anyway, I just don't see how people could sit there and go along with this thing here. But there's actually people that just love that, just like these kids that sit at these video games. Some have actually died playing video games for 4 days in a row until they finally collapse. And these video games are where you can get there and adjust the blood splatter and like that. But video games are far different than what you see in real life. And I've tried to impress that upon people there. It doesn't matter whether you're a Russian, a German, an American, a French, whatever like that, a British soldier like that. They all sit there clasping their stomachs as their gut shot, screaming, crying for their mommy at the end. And today's warfare is not like it used to be, say, with the storming of the beaches of Normandy and stuff like that. Today, bombs and stuff take out entire city blocks and stuff. Anyway, bottom of the hour commercial. We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443. Call in if you have any thoughts or questions or whatever like that. Right back. It's on.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
You got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up, and louder it'll go. Talk radio.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana. I should say beautiful Western Montana. Before I get on with the rest of the show, I was going to say something. I've been watching these fires across California, and now they're starting up down in California. And, of course, a lot of this is due to heat and stuff. But our winter, again, was really wet last year. And, of course, our spring was really wet here, too. And I went up to the store earlier today, and I noticed that the grass and alfalfa and stuff along the fence lines is well above the tops of the barbed wire fence. And it's starting to dry out fast. And, of course, that's what precedes our massive fire season here in Montana, is, and you know, probably other areas too there, is that these grasses become actual wicks or funnels. And, of course, all it takes is one lightning strike. Years ago, we had a lightning strike about 4.5 miles west of town here, down at the base of one of the creeks here, and within 5 minutes, you could see a wall of flames going across the entire plains land and stuff over here against these other mountains here, just like it was a fan blowing it. massive 40 or some other, so, you know, foot high flames and stuff just sweeping across that thing. But it took off this entire other side of the river over here. Had they been in town here, it might have been a different story here. But it's kind of pretty to watch like that. But you realize how fast these wildland fires run. Last year, I forget how many millions of acres in Montana had burned, in which I mentioned that period there about how the Forest Service said that they're just going to let it burn as long as it doesn't really involve infrastructure. And, of course, you always protect commerce. Those bankers and stuff want those homes and stuff protected. After all, you're indebted for 30 years on that. Anyway, so back to the show here. This whole thing about this Russian hacking thing is basically, you know, alleged hacking has fallen apart. And it is proven there that there's been no ties to anything in the United States to anyone, except those that formulated this dossier. They're the ones that are the culprits behind this. But this continued ramp-up, as I've mentioned, is the fact that a lot of this and this bullcrap about Crimea and stuff have all led to sanctions, and now sanctions have been leading to these trade wars. And, of course, everyone else should know, if you know anything about history, that trade wars lead to hot wars. Because when a nation's people start starving, they rise up against their own government. And if you go to the store here recently, you'll notice how much prices have jumped. Even a simple bag of oranges, they weren't navel oranges, they were some other thing. $9.99 for a bag of oranges, 3 pounds. And as I've talked about before, you think of the critical diet with people nowadays. Yeah, they could live off junk food and stuff, but anything that's actually grown and stuff, you look down at the labels down below where it says tomatoes and it says a product of Mexico. When you start doing this and say Mexico says, well, we're not going to send up any more of our tomatoes, or we're not going to send up any more of our avocados, when people start starving, like down in Venezuela and stuff like that, things get desperate, and that's when people start rioting. And I would try to see a Black Friday-type event here in America as the stores empty out of food. Forget during floods and hurricanes and stuff, the people carrying off big-screen TVs, what they plug them into, I don't know. But when you see stores and stuff being broken into for food, and, of course, for years, they talked about preppers, how evil preppers were. People could even be fined at one time there for prepping too much. What will people do? Can you imagine the fighting, shootings, whatever like that, as people try to sustain themselves and their families? But anyway, again, like I mentioned, this upcoming visit of Trump over there in Helsinki, this is all perfectly timed with this so-called release of the alleged indicted Russians, which will probably never be arrested. And, of course, as I said, they're already burying that story anyway into their so-called national security stuff so that no one has access to it. And it just shows you that this so-called deep state just continues on and on. But Glenn Greenwald had come out here with a tweet here not too long ago. I kind of like his journalism. He's more he's to the point on some things. His views on Palestine and stuff is like many others, where they actually do the reporting there, and of course they become blackballed or blacklisted and like that. But anyway. He was replying back to a tweet, which I also replied to earlier this morning about 3 o'clock. I couldn't sleep. I was in so much pain. But where they're saying now that Putin now owns Trump and America, too. And, of course, this is being heralded from a guy from the Council on Foreign Relations, this Richard Hawes. And when you, like I say, when anyone ever talks and stuff like that, I usually, on my browser, I use Bing for a search engine like that, but I just highlight their name and I go over and it says search for such and such like that, and it brings up them. I go down the wiki thing and I read about who that person is, their early life and stuff like that. And you can see like the formulation of their characters. Just like if you look up Google and stuff, and you see these people were from the former Soviet socialist communist area that run all this stuff. And then I also wonder why you see so many people that are alleged Jewish. I don't even think that even a name anymore. Twitter had a thing out there earlier about the rise of anti-Semitism like that has gone up so much in the last year. And what it is people is just fighting back against whether it's Israel bombing Palestinians. I mean, the last couple of days they've been killing these 15 and 13-year-old kids and stuff. And when you talk to people, you ask them about that, and they say, yeah, so what, like that? Well, my response is, well, remember, those are the same ones training our police today, so when you see a cop on your corner like that, you might think of that twice. But anyway, most of the stuff like the CFR and stuff is saying today is all doublespeak. We know who really controls this country. That's where you see these standing ovations in Congress to a foreign government. Or Trump even going over to Saudi Arabia and playing with the king's crystal balls. I tried to clean that up. I wanted to say something else. But anyway. Greenwald said of this, he says that the top U.S. foreign policy elite can say this with a straight face. It says, and have this tweet go instantly viral by people clicking in agreement. Saying more than anyone could possibly express in words about the U.S. Political discourse in 2018 and how sickly and propagandized it is. And that's, again, like I say, it's sad to see so many people buying into the so-called, to me, it's almost like grown up and hearing the thing about Russia, the Red Scare, you know, jump underneath your desk, school desk there, you know, and if you see a flash like that, forget the fact that the blast is going to blow the walls down, the roof down on top of you, and that little old bimetal type desk isn't going to save your butt whatsoever like that. But while you're down there, you might try to see if you can yoga yourself around to kiss it goodbye. But I was thinking on this other story here, but this is on the same premise. So Rob Reiner, meathead, as you know him there from Archie Bunker there, you know, he's also foaming at the mouth. And like I said, I never understood why there are so many people of Jewish descent or claim Jewish descent that are sitting there bashing Russia so bad. And all those people that went to this World Cup there, they got over there and they had fun. They partied. They enjoyed their stay in Russia. And I've been saying that for a long time now, at least on this show here, that demographics prove that we're all the same. And if you want to prove that, just watch these stupid fail videos or these Russian I Love Russia videos and stuff, or these car crashes and stuff. People are all the same, especially in Russia. The women there drive just like they do over here. That's a joke for the female listeners. But anyway, my wife couldn't drive either. But anyway, my daughter Amber couldn't drive either. But anyway, so the issue here, though, is there is so much hype about this. And again, we're back to this same thing here where this Jeremy Cleef, you know, he's this Putin hacked the Macron campaign over there in France. Everyone is beating up against Russia and stuff. And if people can't see the writing on the wall, that the Western economies are failing. And all you have to do is actually look up the literal number of those age brackets of the unemployed. And most of them are generally in the millennial age, military age. And then if you watch in trends where the military says that, you know, we're going to have a problem with recruitment here because most Americans are so overweight. They say it over in England, too. You know, and then the government comes out with a sponsored program to thin people down because they can't have you going into boot camp and stuff. I mean, you're going to be out there fighting for your alleged freedoms only to get home, of course, and have the Veterans Administration wipe out 307,000 veterans due to their bad care and everything. But it's the same with Theresa May over there. Theresa May and these so-called alleged Russian poisonings there. I like the Russian humor there where it they come out with vodka and stuff named after this so-called chemical weapon, you know. I forget how to pronounce that, Novichok or something like that, however they pronounce that. But anyway, I thought that was funny, just like when that Russian jet overflew that the USS Donald Cook and shut it down, and they come out with that commemorative coin. But that's my kind of dry humor, I guess, but it's kind of like a slap in the face there. But on the other thing, like I mentioned here, that Trump has received this letter from North Korea's Kim Jong-un, and of course he's all in for it now. This they need capitalism over there in Korea, because basically they're starving. They need all these U.S. corporations to bring all those McDonald's and stuff over there to bolster their economy. And of course, remember, North Korea sits on the other second world's largest opium production. They also sit there on trillions of dollars in mineral wealth that Korea has not been able to mine and stuff due to sanctions for years, decades. And of course, this is how they work. And this is the same premise of Iran, with these massive starvation and stuff, trying to get Iranian people through sanctions. Same thing happened to Iraq. And this is collective punishment against a people, and those are war crimes. And, of course, like I say, if you look up the United States war crimes under Wikipedia, it says the United States has exempted itself from the International Criminal Court. They'll use it against someone else, but they've exempted themselves. And then, of course, they pull out of the human rights. Now they want to pull out of the World Trade Organization. The writing's on the wall about what's going on, and this is way past corporate fascism. But, of course, to do that, one has to understand that when you sit there and you tell people, 2 minutes, when you tell people Hitler didn't kill anyone, Mao didn't kill anyone, Pol Pot's didn't kill anyone, you go through the whole, Stalin didn't kill anyone. Those that were killed by those that were just doing their jobs, just following orders. And this is where we're into the premise of the illegal and lethality of war. Is if Trump gives an order to bomb Syria on flimsy fake evidence like that, still people are killed. These are war crimes. They're wars of aggression. And then less than a week later, you'll hear where the United States bombs a mosque like that and kills 300 people like that. But you don't hear a president or anyone else sit there and make a retraction, where before they said, oh, the poor children, you know, bomb, bomb, bomb. Hundreds of millions of dollars worth of missiles and stuff spent that could have went to help feed the homeless, the elderly, or something like that, you know. But it's bomb, bomb, bomb. And they'll bomb a school, a wedding, a funeral like that. And Americans don't care because it doesn't affect them. It's only as Obama's preacher boy said that when America's chickens come home to roost. That's why when you see these so-called alleged school shootings and stuff, the shock and horror. A mom is crying because her kid allegedly died and stuff. We'll never know. We can't prove it. We'll never see any funeral processions or anything like that. We'll never see a morgue, autopsy report or anything like that, you know. But you are to go with this thing. It's only when it affects you. Forget what happened to the Native Americans, what happens to their property when they put oil lines through it, what happens with their property when the oil lines burst. Forget the people over there in Michigan with the lead in their water and stuff. As long as the United States can maintain their number one exporter of LNG and oil like that, forget about the fact that they're fracking underneath your property and poisoning your water wells or water systems like that, you know. That means nothing, because you're not paying the bills for all the cancer and treatments and stuff like that. But it's only when it happens to you, and that's why I don't think these millennials today understand what's really going on. They want their rights for their sexuality and stuff, and that's all fine like that, you know, but it shouldn't come at the point of a gun, just as much as taking someone else's guns like that, you know. David Hogg, listening to him talk about old people. Now, remember, his father's an FBI, ex-FBI agent like that, but to listen to him diss old people like that in front of his parents and stuff like that, you know, if that my son, I would have jumped up and slapped the crap out of him like that, you know. I would have taught him about what it is to be an old person like that, you know. But you have to ask yourself, though, are these what they want for future leaders of this country? Or is this the direction they want to take this country? Perhaps maybe it is nice that we are getting older and don't have that much longer to live like that, because I don't know if you want to be around that much. Because this future doesn't look good like that. So, but you do see that there are active movements clear across the world where people are waking up to all this stuff, and that's the good news, you know. Sadly, though, they keep thinking that they can vote someone else in that's something better, and as I've mentioned before, where my mom used to say, if you're voting for the lesser of two evils, you're still getting evil. I think there's got to be some kind of a political reform here to get the country back to what it's supposed to be, and I guess that's the restoration of the so-called republic. And that's why they're fighting so hard, is to stop that. They do not want this country back to what it was back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, where people had enjoyable lives, good, strong labor unions that worked for the people, not for corporations, because the corporations don't want it. Anyway, we'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354. Or visit MIG911.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech. Quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. Getting toward the top of the hour here. We got a caller online here, Rhonda in Missouri. Good evening, Rhonda. I hope you're doing fine. Rhonda.
Yeah, hello.
Hello, I hear you now.
Okay. Yeah, hey, I wanted to bring to your attention is kind of something old, but somebody shared it with me, and I was like, what? I mean, I would have jumped. If I was in that crowd, I would have started a riot. But it was from, it's on YouTube, and you can Google it, but it's the QAnon thing where Obama renews, it's from, I think, 2015, but he renews his allegiance to the New World Order. And the way he was talking, I'm like, wow, if you want to get inside the brain of a psychopath, that's a good good way to do it. Psychopath who, you know, they totally show you what, how they think and, you know, all their mental illness. But I was like, he was over in Brussels giving his speech to renew his allegiance to the New World Order, and I had to pause it because I was like, are the people in the crowd aware of what he's saying? It's like it went right over their head.
Well, like I said, yeah, that, I mentioned that with that article, the 14th Amendment there, line 3, where it talks about anyone that has sworn an oath to the United States that goes out and actually campaigns like this, it's treason.
Yeah. Well, he basically said that I need that all of us little peons down here that aren't part of the group, part of the crowd, part of the group.
Right.
We need the government to take care of us, Keith. Did you know that?
Well,
we
don't, remember,
we can't take care of ourselves.
Remember, though, that Obama said that in that speech there, that everything you got came from the government. It didn't come from your hard work of crawling through the sewer cesspools and stuff like that. It was always the government that helped you out.
Yeah, and that's where that psychopath mentality, mental illness comes in. He is something else, that man. I didn't vote for him and never did like him. And I remember when they got into office and they said, Michelle, if you want to call her that, like to do organic gardening, that I was being facetious, Keith, and I kid you not, I sent a letter, I wrote a letter, because Monsanto is in my backyard, and I said, oh, thank God, and here's what Monsanto's doing. I knew I wasn't going to get a reply, but I said, you got to shut them down right now.
Yeah,
I was being facetious.
Like, that's what happens when you eat Wheaties 30 years ago, what it does to you with, what's his name? You know.
Right. Yeah, I know, right? Transgender man? Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? For the last couple of years there, a bunch of my ham radio friends and I, we sit out there on 3880 in the mornings there, or I used to all the time. I get tired of hearing about their prostates nowadays. But anyway, we were talking about Obama's third term, and this is the type of scenario we're looking at. That was kind of like up on my next story here. But we actually see those that were out of power that want back into power, and it's into this total corruption.
Oh, well, in this video, he actually refers to himself as like the ruler of I don't know how big of a land mass, but at least the United States, he is going to be our king. Oh, my God. You know, that would have definitely started a revolution, I'm sure, because that man, you know what, and when these, you know, oh, well, and that speaks to Hollywood, too, but they probably got promised something. These yahoos in Hollywood, and I was talking to my sister, and she said, half of them are probably CIA in Hollywood, and that's probably why they're blowing their tops, because they were promised all this stuff, and everything that they were promised can't come to fruition because, you know, we got Trump.
I said here about a couple of weeks ago about all these different actors and actresses that go over into these same areas, whether it's Dufar or something like that, that have been totally destroyed by U.S. foreign policy and stuff, to sit there and then bolster the thing up there about, like, what's her name? I can't think of her name there. I can't stand actors and actresses anyway. But who said, I could still smell the dead bodies after a year. And, of course, this was to try to throw something towards Dr. Assad over there in Syria. Forget the fact that like Raqqa and stuff like that, those are like living tombs of the death and destruction that has brought by there. And just like right now, the U.S. is doing more airstrikes over there in Syria. And this is, of course, because Syria has said that they're going to clean up Syria of all of their foreign entities and get them out of there. Of course, this is part of the debate here that Russia is supposed to be dealing with Putin, talking to Trump, is that to get Iran out of Syria. And of course, Iran was invited.